Terry and Jude Hennick, as well as Pat Ryan and the Dragon Lady, yes, and their commando soldiers, have arrived in the small town of Yankut. There they found April Kane, Slugger Dunn, and other friends who had been fighting off the renegade General Klang and his ragged army. But the commandos had raided Klang's camp and dispersed his men. So, for the time being at least, the Chinese town is quiet. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what new steps are taken to ensure the safety of our friends. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, do you know how to get the thrill of a lifetime? By sending right now for your official airplane spotter. Yes, you can get an airplane spotter just like the one that's playing such a big part in the show. A spotter modeled directly after the one that Terry made. You remember what Jude said about identifying planes? Once you learn the combination of wing and tail shapes, you can identify a ship like you can tell a headache. Well, those combinations of wing shapes and tail shapes are clearly drawn for you on a Terry official spotter's chart. Then, on the spotter itself, you get full details of how to identify 16 different planes, German planes, Jap planes, British planes, as well as lots of American ships. Believe me, this spotter is a wonder. Think of all it's meant to our friends and their commandos in the show. Now, here is all you have to do to get yourself an official airplane spotter. Ask your mother to get 2 cans of Libby's tomato juice. It's delicious and rich in vitamins, too. Then take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one of them, print your full name and address. Mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. More than likely, your mother has some Libby's tomato juice in the house right now. Look and see after the show, and send for your airplane spotter right away. Remember to enclose a dime and give your name and address. Mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You'll be all set for excitement when your airplane spotter comes. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The little town of Yankut has been besieged and bombed. The invaders are sure to make a final attempt to crush the resistance of the people behind the town walls, and even Pat Ryan's Chinese commandos will be able to withstand the pressure. And so Pat has decided to send as many people as possible to a safer spot. He has sent out scouts to investigate the enemy activities. And now we find him in the bomb-scarred Yankut Hotel lobby. He is talking with the Dragon Lady and others.
All right, so here's the bad news. The men have come back from their all-night searching, and this is the $64 answer. There's no way we can get out of this 2x4 town without dangerous sudden death.
You infer that all the roads are guarded, but the river is unsafe.
I certainly do. Enemy soldiers are moving along the roads. Patrol groups are searching the rocks and hills. Even if we were out of this town, we'd have to eat and have a place to rest. And where would that be?
What's the chances of getting back to our hideout in Samsoon Hill?
Well, the place has been discovered, Terry. A few men left there have defended themselves, but...
You make no further reference to the river, Mr. Ryan.
Huh? Oh, I was getting to that. Well, that isn't so good either.
Filled with invader boats.
That's the idea. We may be able to take a few people up or down the river, but it's goodbye if you're caught.
I believe we should help the little American girl and a few others to escape from this town. We'll be trapped in another 24 hours.
Well, I'm waiting now for final word from a native fisherman. He'll be here any moment. And
there's a fellow standing outside, Pat. Is that the man?
Where? Oh, see? Oh yeah, yeah.
Lee-hi-ya. Yahimoa.
Oh, I didn't know you could speak Chinese, Pat.
And I can't, but even I can learn a few words after a season in China.
Hey, who is this fellow?
A native fisherman. That's your lad, eh?
Tihaya. Fooling Tihaya.
Is that so? Okay, duty. You fooled Terry and the Dragon Lady.
Whoa.
That's enough for me. Take your hat off and take a bow.
Jude, Mr. Hennick has an excellent disguise. I was certain he was a Chinese fisherman with a cloak.
Yeah, and a shaven head.
Thanks just everybody, but I'm still me, and I don't like this outfit, even if I do look like a fisherman.
Okay, so it. Now, what did you find out down by the river?
Well, I can get a small Chinese junk to take us downstream. You know, a little of the old Mazuma always talks. But we'll have to pretend that we're a cargo going to the invader.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, Portland's willing to rent a boat to me, but no Chinese craft is permitted on the river unless it carries the cargo for the invader.
Well, so what do we have to do?
Well, when we throw away aboard the junk, we take our chances that the tub won't be stopped and searched. There'll be some cases and boxes labeled for the invader. Supplies to come out this farther down.
And if we are discovered, it will mean instant death.
Well, look, Duty, how many can the junk take?
Oh, 4 or 5 or less. See, the boatman has to take aboard a certain amount of cargo. He says he's sure to be stopped, but maybe he can slip it through the line.
Well, there you are. We can help April and Slugger Dunn and Mr. Smythe Heatherstone to escape, or we can stay here and take it on the chin.
Yeah, 6 to 1, 50-50 the other.
And what of our commandos? Is Mr. Ryan to desert them for a few Americans in distress?
Well, that's not sporting, lady. Give me a chance to finish this so-called conference. I want Dude and Terry to get April and the others out of Yankuk. I'll stay here and we'll evacuate as many other people as we can. Dr. Fu Ling tells me he has a plan. I'll talk to him later on.
You're not coming with us, Pat?
Now, look, it's just as the Dragon Lady says. What about the soldiers, our commandos?
You are under no obligation to continue as their leader, Mr. Ryan.
You don't have to talk that way. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but what about me, Sonny boy? What makes you think I'm keen for a boat ride?
You'll never get another plane if you hang around here, Dude.
But suppose we do get down the river, then what?
We'll worry about that answer when we get to it. Now, what signs can we put our passengers aboard the junk?
Well, after midnight. Craft won't start downstream till it's loaded. So, if we're really going, then we'd better plan on slipping down there.
Okay, little one. I've got Smythe Heatherstone, Slugger Dunn safely stowed away. Now it's your turn.
This is a terrible night to go on a place in a boat.
Yeah, I know. It's just right for this trip.
Well, all right. But nobody knows what'll happen. And you never know. It's awful uncertain.
Well, we'll just head down to the dock in this shed. You better stay in the shadows.
All right, I will. Well, goodbye, Dragon Lady. Goodbye, Mr. Ryan. You're certainly a wonderful man, even if I never see you again.
You'll see me again, April. I'm one of those bad pennies.
Yeah, bad pennies and turnips. They go hand in glove.
Okay, any way you say. Run along with Duke now, and good luck.
My best wishes to you on your journey.
So long, Pat. Be seeing you. Hope you and the commandos make a mess of trouble. So long, Dragon Lady.
We'll do our best, fella. Take good care of the folks.
Yep. Come along, Pigeon. Make haste slowly.
Well, a little party seems to be breaking up, eh?
I have a feeling I shall not see that child again.
Let's find talk for a rainy night.
And it is possible we shall not meet Terry Lee or his other friends again.
Now, look, you'll have me crying.
This is war, and the war is not pleasant. Separate friends, those we left.
Well, you shouldn't worry about that. You have no real friends, and I can't picture you being in love with anyone.
There is little you do not know, if I'm to judge by what you say, Mr. Ryan. But you have no knowledge of a woman's heart.
Well, I can't learn everything. After all I know is what I see. Say, what are we talking about anyway? Sorry I said anything.
It's quite all right. Little things are such.
Yeah, let's go back to the hotel and change these duds on Southern West. And you don't look as dry as a peanut shell either. Nothing we can do here. Let's anchor back where we came from.
The boat's moving away from the dock, Terry.
Yep, we're on our way. You comfortable?
Not very. But it's better being covered with these smelly old mats than out there on deck in the rain.
I will get used to it. You fall asleep like Slugger Dunn. He isn't worrying about this trip, not now.
Where's Mr. Smythe Heatherstone? He came aboard this junk with us, didn't he?
Yeah, he's up on deck, I guess. Boatman needs help. You see, he didn't hire any crew. He said we'd sort of lend a hand as long as it were dark.
Well, I wish I had a light down here. So stuffy and smelly and dark.
What good would a light be? You couldn't read a book.
No, but I could study this airplane spotter.
You could? You mean to say you brought the spotter along?
It was all right to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I thought you knew all the planes by this time.
Well, I brought along for Slugger Dunn and Mr. Smythe Heatherstone. They were interested, but they didn't have time to really find out how the spotter worked. I thought tomorrow, maybe, when it was daylight, I could show him how.
Okay. Smokey, we'll see how things turn out.
Hey,
Terry. Come
out here
right now. Okay. You just stay where you are, April. It won't be so bad when the rain stops. But don't come up on deck. We want to run down the shore without any trouble. We can't be discovered at the end of it if we are.
What can I do?
Better get up front and keep a sharp lookout. Haven't any lights, and this is a nasty night. Can't see 50 feet ahead. Wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't raining.
Okay. Hope we don't run into anything.
Yeah. What about the passengers?
Slugger's asleep. April's fretting because there's a total blackout where she is. She brought along that airplane spotter I made. You know, she wants to teach John and Heather so on how to identify different types of aircraft.
Well, good for her. You know, a little bit of sense goes a long way with her.
Yes, sir. Where's Mr. Sly Heatherstone?
He's down there in the stern, keeping a weather eye out for the port shore.
Well, we're finally on our way. Good or bad?
Yep. Not so bad, either. Not yet. Hey, I didn't tell you before, Terry, but there's a few rifles aboard and plenty of ammunition. So if things get tough, we can drive a hard bargain with those little steel-coated bullets.
You think we'll run into anything tonight, dude?
Well, I don't know. I talked to the boatman. Can't get much out of him. But as long as it rains this way, we may be safe enough.
Yeah. There's no danger of planes flying overhead. We won't have to keep a lookout and spot them tonight. What was that?
That, my young friend, was a rifle shot. Somebody evidently sees a whole lot better in the dark than we do.
But who was it? And where did it come from?
We'll find out in due time. In due time, if another shot doesn't separate us.
Yes, our friends had no need for their airplane spotter tonight, but they'll need their wits about them after that unexpected rifle shot. I wonder what the trouble is. You know, kids, the sooner you send for Terry's airplane spotter, the more fun you're going to have. Listening to the show will be more fun when you have an airplane spotter like the one that Terry and his commandos use. And gosh, will you get a kick out of learning to identify all those different planes. You'll know all about 16 famous ships. Know the combinations of wing and tail shapes and number of engines that tell you which plane is which. And don't forget, you can play a game with this spotter, too, a swell game that's fun by itself or with other kids. Now, to get your Terry airplane spotter, you'll need two labels from one of the grandest tasting beverages in the world, Libby's Tomato Juice. On the back of one label, print your full name and address. Then mail those two Libby's labels with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. Just 10 cents and two Libby's tomato juice labels, and this tricky airplane spotter is yours. So get going, kids. Send for your airplane spotter right away. Now remember, the address you mail your labels to is Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. Now, surely all you boys and girls are buying United States war chants. That's one of the best of all ways of showing that you're a true blue, patriotic American. In the next transcribed fairy tale, we'll encounter the ugly but nasty, nice invaders who are so sorry for all the things they do. And we'll see what Terry and Pat and the others do about the dangerous situation that suddenly faces them on the dark river.